We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings. And I hope if you're a Grizzlies fan, you're enjoying what you've seen so far this preseason, so far this week. Last night, another double-digit victory. This one on the road. Actually came by 30 points. Final score 128-98. Grizzlies over the Hornets. Steven Adams played his role exceptionally well. Desmond Bane shot the ball really well. So did DeAnthony Melton. And afterward, Desmond Bane provided a quote that got a lot of attention that I think is notable. We'll talk about the Grizzlies momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule. 425, Dan Wilkins going to join me. National Columnist, USA Today. Talked to him about a number of things, including the Kyrie Irving situation with the Brooklyn Nets that doesn't seem to be headed in the right direction. Brooklyn is playing tonight inside Barclays Center. They're hosting Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning world champion, Milwaukee Bucks. Kyrie Irving has already been ruled out. He's unavailable because he's unvaccinated, and unvaccinated players are not allowed to enter the building. Dan Walken will join me at 425. I'll ask him, how does he think this is ultimately going to get resolved? Dan Walken will be here in the next segment. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Randy Arozarena reminded us all last night that he is the new Mr. October. Former Redbird led the Rays to a win over Boston, did something that had never been done before in the history of Major League Baseball. I'll tell you what it was around 444. The Atlanta Braves-Milwaukee Brewers five-game series NLDS. It is just underway. I'll get you updated on that a little later on this hour. The Rams went to Seattle last night and won. Russell Wilson's finger got messed up bad. Woo! You see that finger?
Yeah, it was ugly.
It was an ugly finger. Terrible finger. We'll talk Thursday night football just before 5 o'clock, and it's now official. Trey Lance going to start for the 49ers on Sunday. Another rookie quarterback on display. We'll talk about that during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cogan, just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview.
I'm ready.
I got a Dateline preview.
Let's go.
It involves a husband and a wife, like they so often do. I got a Dateline preview. We'll preview Dateline, tonight's two-hour brand-new episode, and then we will immediately spoil it. Sometimes people ask, GP, why do you preview Dateline and then spoil it? Well, here's why. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't really want you sitting in front of your TV for 2 hours watching a Dateline mystery.
Nah.
Do something else.
Yeah.
Is baseball on? Go to the movies? Go to a nice dinner?
Absolutely.
The Jason Isbell concert at Graceland?
It's a public service.
There's a million things you could be doing on a Friday night instead of watching Dateline for 2 hours. So what do? I make it where you don't have to watch it. I preview it for you. I get you all excited about it. Ooh, I wonder what this is about. And then I immediately spoil it for you, tell you everything that happened in the case, and we don't have to watch it because we already know everything about it.
Yeah.
I think it's a public service.
I do too.
Got a Dateline preview. It's coming during dinner to go. We'll do that, and then we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies. Another preseason game last night. They won it on the road, 128-98. So they're now 2-0 this week, 2-0 in the preseason, a pair of double-digit wins. And impressively, one of the double-digit wins, you know, it was only a 36-minute game.
That's unbelievable.
They don't even need 48 minutes to beat you by double digits, even if you're the reigning world champions. We don't have to get into the details about who played and who didn't play in that game the other night. Just focus on the facts. The facts are that the Grizzlies didn't even need a fourth quarter to beat the Milwaukee Bucks by double digits. And then, thanks to a 42-point second quarter last night, they beat the Hornets by 30. Now, before we get too excited about it and talk about it, let's make it clear. It's just the preseason. Some teams take this more seriously than others, and younger teams tend to do better because you have younger players who are hungrier. Like, LeBron James ain't getting fired up for a preseason game.
No.
Against anybody. But Ja Morant is still young enough where these things matter to him. So much so that he dunked on Brook Lopez a few nights ago. So the Grizzlies being on the younger side in the NBA and hungry and having some real things to work through, like getting Jaren Jackson up to speed in rhythm in time for the season opener, trying to figure out how you're going to play with Steven Adams in the middle. Like, these are important games for the Grizzlies. I don't know that they're important for every franchise. Like, I don't know that these are important games for the Milwaukee Bucks. The one they played in Memphis on Tuesday night, the one they're going to play in Brooklyn tonight. I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks need these games.
No.
The opening night, everybody who needs to be in uniform will be in uniform and they'll be ready to go. And it will matter none at all what they did in the preseason. I don't think that's true for the Grizzlies. I think these are important games.
I do too. And I think, you know, I actually really like what I'm seeing as far as them. You know, I know it's a little nervous riding with Ja into the third quarter, I think. But that's okay. Like, I like that they're taking it seriously. I think it just kind of shows that they're ready to take the next step. You know, I just think that if it was more of the, hey, this is going to be a long process and we got a young team, I think that it might look a little bit different. They look like they're ready to win this year.
They believe they're ready to win this year?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think they're ready to compete for a championship. I don't even think they – first off, I know they're not ready to compete for a championship. And I think they know they're not ready to compete for a championship. But some have speculated that – at least in the short term, this team could take a step backwards because Jonas Valanciunas is no longer here, and he was arguably the Grizzlies' best player last season, because Grayson Allen is no longer here. And I know that Grayson Allen wasn't a big determining factor in anything, but he did start a lot of games.
Yep.
And so they're without two people who started a lot of games for a playoff team last season. And some have suggested that in an attempt to maximize whatever they're going to be long-term, they have sacrificed some short-term because Steven Adams is not as productive as Jonas Valanciunas, because you're more talented with Grayson Allen than you are without Grayson Allen, and because rather than draft somebody who is ready to help in a meaningful way, you took a one-and-done freshman who wasn't very good in college, who is very, very thin and incredibly talented, but unlikely to make an impact early in the season and perhaps an impact at all in his rookie season. In other words, I don't know who's going to be rookie of the year, who's not, but there's very little reason to think Zaire Williams is going to be in the conversation for something like that, or even in the conversation for all rookie first team or second team. And maybe not even third team. Even the people who drafted him understand that he's a ways away from being what they hope he can become. And whatever he's going to become, it's not going to be in his rookie season. It became very clear very early in John Morant's rookie season that he was ready to play at a high level as a rookie. Jaren Jackson Jr. as a rookie showed flashes of what he was going to be and was a good basketball player in his first year in the NBA. I don't know that the expectations are similar for Zion Williams. So for all of these reasons, there are some have suggested that maybe the Grizzlies in the short term will take a step back because they were so focused on maximizing the long term. And what these players are trying to tell us, both with their play and their mouths after two preseason games, is that that's not our plan at all. Desmond Bane last night, after a nice performance, 8 of 11 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3, finished with 19.6 rebounds, 3 assists. He was a plus 25. That was the second best plus minus in the starting lineup behind only Jaren Jackson Jr. Desmond Bane, in his postgame media availability, said, "We're going to be good. That's all I'm going to say. But we're going to be good for sure." And that quote made the rounds on Twitter and social media because it's a quote rooted in confidence, but I don't think false bravado. I think the only reason Desmond Bane said, "Listen, I'm not going to sit here and I don't want to spend 75 words telling you why I think we're going to be really good. Just trust me. We're going to be good for sure. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to be good for sure." That means something to me. I don't think that's just a second-year player popping off saying something wild. I think that is a second-year player who has seen what an NBA schedule looks like, has seen what playoff basketball looks like, and is in such a rhythm with his teammates that he doesn't understand why they're not going to be a playoff team again. You know, the Grizzlies are not projected by most to make the playoffs. Right. Maybe the play-in game, maybe not. Play-in tournament, maybe not. But almost nobody has them in the playoffs. The computers, the so-called experts. And Desmond Bane, first with his play, then with his mouth, last night more or less said, "We'll show you." And I think that's a good sign. Not to mention that it comes just a couple of weeks after Zach Kleiman, the general manager, unprompted, said something similar. Not about the team, but about a specific player, the player being Ja Morant. You remember that quote from Media Day? "Oh, by the way, nobody asked me about Ja Morant, but he's going to be an all-star. Just you wait." So you've got the general manager telling you Ja Morant is ready to take that next step to start him. Everybody loves the highlights. Now it's time to be an all-star player in year three. It's tough to make that team, especially at his position. But you got a general manager saying, it's going to happen. What does he know that we don't know? What has he seen that we hadn't seen? And then you got Desmond Bane, unprompted, for the most part, saying, "We're going to be good. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not here trying to make a big deal out of it. I'm just telling you. We're going to be good for sure." I think that means something. Now, the regular season could start, and they start 1-4, and we're having different conversations. But so far, so good in the preseason. And I think if you're a Grizzlies fan, you can be encouraged by what you're watching. If you want to say preseason doesn't mean much, let's talk about it 10 games in, 20 games in, 30 games into the regular season. That's fine. And I think that's probably a smart approach. But you can only operate based on things that happen. And what you especially want to avoid in the preseason is seeing things that are discouraging, seeing things that make you wonder if this is going to work. And I don't know that we've seen really anything that matters that you would label discouraging. Jaren Jackson Jr., in his second preseason game, took 15 shots, made 6 of them. He was 3 of 7 from 3. 16 points, 7 rebounds, only 3 fouls in 20 minutes. That's encouraging. Steven Adams, 16 rebounds in 24 minutes, 8 offensive boards, 15 points, had 3 assists, 6 turnovers. That's not great. But in terms of the performance, encouraging.
Yep.
He has said he's not here to do anything that the Grizzlies don't ask him to do, that the Grizzlies don't need him to do. And what that means, if you want to interpret it, twist it around, is Jonas Valanciunas took 12 shots per game last season starting in this position. I don't need those. I don't want them. I don't need them. I'm not going to get them. And it's cool. I'm here to do what they asked me to do. And so far, he's doing it well. Maybe Steven Adams takes 5 shots a game, 6 shots a game, 7 shots a game. But that's going to be 5, 6, 7 shots per game more for somebody else. Some of those going to go to Ja. Hopefully, some of those go to Jaren. Some of those are going to go to Dylan Brooks. On some nights, they'll go to Desmond Bane, De'Anthony Melton, both of whom were impressive last night. They played roughly the same amount of minutes. Desmond played 20. Melt played 18. They were both 3 of 5 from 3. Desmond Bane plus 25. De'Anthony Melton plus 17. Again, encouraging stuff. And then Ja Morant took 10 shots in 24 minutes, made half of them, finished with 16 points. 0 of 2 from 3. That's not great. But let's just call that a small sample size and be encouraged that he looks more aggressive. He looks focused. He looks like somebody who is ready to become a first-time All-Star at a very early age in just his third year in the NBA. Like I said, in 2 weeks, none of this might mean anything. But if you're going to take the time to watch these preseason games and break down these preseason games, then you might as well take from it what you can. And right now, I think basically every meaningful thing we've seen is stuff that you would throw in a bucket labeled encouraging. That maybe, just maybe, the Grizzlies can not only compete to be in that play-in tournament, but compete to avoid the play-in tournament. And not on the wrong side of it, but the right. Right now, they're mostly healthy. The players they are going to be relying on have shown in either the first preseason game or second or both that they at least appear to be reliable. And one of the byproducts of making some of the offseason moves that they made is that it's going to open up more opportunities for these guys you're watching play right now. Steven Adams is not going to take as many shots as Jonas Valanciunas took. Somebody else gets to take those. Those minutes that used to go to Grayson Allen, well, now they are going to be extra minutes for Desmond Bane, for De'Anthony Melton. And based on what we've seen so far this week, I say this with all due respect to Grayson Allen, who I liked, that might end up being addition by subtraction. If you're not playing Grayson Allen because you don't have him, you're playing Desmond Bane and De'Anthony Melton, and you get more dynamic at that position. If you're bringing Kyle Anderson off the bench as opposed to starting him, well, now your bench just got better and more impactful. So we'll see how the rest of the preseason goes, and then obviously stuff starts to matter and count for real in the regular season. But 2 games in to this preseason schedule is 2 double-digit wins, 1 at home, 1 on the road, and really encouraging stuff from basically everybody on the roster the Grizz are going to be relying on once the season gets started for real. I talked to Jeff Calkins about it a little after 5 o'clock. We come back. Dan Walken's going to join me from USA Today. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Start your weekend off with Saturday Game Day live on 92.9 FM ESPN Saturday morning. And then SEC football with Tennessee taking on South Carolina. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Sunday, it's NFL Sunday on 92.9 with the Giants taking on Dallas at 3 p.m. on 92.9 FM and 680 a.m. Odyssey is your audio home for football.
92.9 is the number one sports place in Memphis for football. Live on the Odyssey app, your audio home for football. Damn, we're everywhere at 92.9 ESPN.
Cooper Systems is in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. That's the number. And this is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need. They've also been repairing computers, honestly, for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigator ever, the legend Andy Wise.
Gary, I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple years ago on computer repair businesses. And Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. I mean, you know, for over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. What I have discovered in my partnership with them is if you want reputation, if you want locally owned, if you want an impeccable record, you want Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is the number, 360-9679. If you want to deal with somebody you can trust, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com.
For all your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
And they never heard from him again.
Now that's scary, but listen to this one. It was a dark and dreary night. The man pulled into the convenience store parking lot. The lights flickered as he crept toward the counter and saw the new Halloween jumbo box, but he left without buying one, missing his chance at $75,000.
That's terrifying.
I know, right?
Scare up some fun this season with a new Halloween Jumbo Box. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
And the Powerball number is 6.
I can't believe it.
Did we win?
Nope. But I can enter this ticket in Powerball's first Millionaire of the Year promotion for the chance to win a New Year's Eve party package and $1 million.
Okay, so did you do the laundry?
Nah, but there's a chance I might tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make 2022 a year to remember. Visit TNVIPrewards.com and enter your Powerball tickets by October 25th for a chance to be the Powerball first millionaire of the year. The Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Want to look like $1 million but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to Dollar Shave Club with the Ultimate Shave Starter Set for only $5. Get a 6-blade razor, prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave dew for a noticeably smooth shave, plus free shipping. After that, razors ship at regular price. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/tiki. That's dollarshaveclub.com/tiki. Dollar Shave Club. It's what dreams are shaved of. Welcome to the club.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They are offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here come the menaces to sobriety, like what? What? Super thug is thumping on the cut. What? What?
Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go.
Damian Rosarena reminded us all last night that he is this century's Mr. October. Postseason baseball, and he's doing things that have never been done before. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Jeff Cargill will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a national columnist. USA Today, it's Dan Walken making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So Dan Walken, USA Today has ranked the top 75 players in NBA history, and Skip Bayless is furious with you guys.
I saw that. It's interesting that he has picked up on this, because I don't think we're the only ones who've done a NBA top 100 or a top 75 at the 75-year mark, and obviously the NBA is going to put out an official one at some point. But like, I ranked LeBron James number one, and I never even considered the possibility that he would fall below number two on any list.
I think you could make the argument for Jordan, obviously. You can make an argument for Kareem, probably. I remember I actually interviewed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on CBS Sports Radio one time, and I was like, how do you just get left out of this GOAT conversation? He was like, yeah, I've wondered that myself. You know, he was diplomatic, but he played along. But there's just no rational argument for LeBron James being outside of the top three, and Skip Bayless has him all the way down at number nine, which is obviously outrageous.
Well, Skip hates LeBron,
sure,
for whatever reason. Like, I don't really pay that much attention to like anything Skip Bayless does, so it's whatever. But it's been like obviously one of his bits over the years is this anti-LeBron thing, which, okay, fine. Like, LeBron's not perfect, and he's had moments where he's not played well or whatever. But I just think the way I approach it was this, and I grew up on Michael Jordan. I watched hundreds of Michael Jordan's games growing up. I remember him well. Like, this is not recency bias. And I think Michael Jordan, like, there's certainly an argument that he's the best of all time and that no one could ever pass him, right? And there are certainly people who will take that position, and I'm not going to argue with it. I just think from the standpoint of the game sort of just revolving around his skill set, LeBron James can take, you know, like four guys. Like, in his prime, it felt like LeBron James could just take four guys with him and make the NBA Finals and be a good team. And I just think he is such an overpowering force of nature within the game of basketball, and can do so many things with his passing. Obviously, at his peak, he was a great defensive player as well. He's certainly tailed off on that end of the floor as he's gotten older. But, you know, it's sort of a flip of a coin. And in my mind, I just felt like he's a little bit better at basketball than Michael Jordan. But if you want to have Jordan 1, fine. If you want to have LeBron James 9, I just have no time for you.
Yeah, it's like, you cannot make an intelligent argument that there are 8 basketball players in the history of the world better than LeBron James. I mean, he's got Kobe ahead of LeBron James. And, like, you know, rest in peace, all that. Kobe was amazing. But nobody has ever even – nobody outside of Skip Bayless has ever tried to make the argument Kobe Bryant was a better basketball player than LeBron James.
Not anyone that I know. Certainly not anyone who's of sane mind. And I don't know what metric by which you would argue that Kobe would go over LeBron except for just NBA championships. And the difference is what, one? Between Kobe and LeBron, Kobe won 5, LeBron's won 4.
That's right.
So, like, okay, fine. But just in terms of basketball skills and actually what they did on the court, there's no argument for Kobe over LeBron.
I'm talking to Dan Walken from USA Today. Now to modern, current NBA. The big story remains Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn. He has been ruled out of tonight's preseason game against the Bucks inside Barclays Center because he is, quote, unavailable. And the reason he's unavailable is because he's unvaccinated. And residents of New York who are unvaccinated are not allowed to enter Barclays Center. Do you have a sense for where this is heading? Like, Andrew Wiggins ultimately buckled. So far, Kyrie Irving has not. Do you think he will?
Yeah, he may be the one who doesn't. And, you know, not that Bill Simmons knows everything or that he's never wrong, because he certainly is, but he's sort of been on this theory of late that Kyrie really doesn't want to play anymore and is going to just sort of use this to basically either not play this season or to retire. And I don't think that let me put it this way. Like, if that's the way it goes down, it wouldn't shock me because he is just such a different guy and is clearly motivated by such different stuff than most of his colleagues that he could – I could see him taking a stand to the absolute extreme, which would be never playing pro basketball again. Now, I think it's wrong-headed. I think it's ridiculous. I think he is Howard Bryant, I think, tweeted recently, he's a contrarian without a cause. That to me is perfectly describes what Kyrie Irving is all about. I think he is just stubborn enough. And, you know, frankly, he's probably got more money than he'll ever spend. And he's won an NBA championship. Like, what really motivates him to do anything at this point? And so, if he leaves over this, I could totally see it.
Why do you think Kevin Durant and James Harden are putting up with this? They have both been publicly supportive. There was a story, I believe, from Stephen A. Smith, who said that Brooklyn was trying to get a deal done to move Kyrie Irving, and KD stepped in and said, no, we're not doing that. Why do you think they've tolerated this to this extent, and do you think there's a chance they will at some point decide enough is enough? You either get vaccinated or we no longer got you back.
Well, clearly this whole Nets thing started because of the relationship between Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving that's close. So maybe he just doesn't want to throw that away. But, you know, maybe the other part of this too is that Kevin Durant and James Harden feel like they can win a title without Kyrie Irving. And they may be right about that. Last year, had just Harden stayed healthy, I do think there's a good chance Brooklyn would have won that series against Milwaukee, and then they would have played Atlanta in the Eastern Conference Finals and then Phoenix, and they'd probably have been favored in both of those series. And so if you're the Nets, I mean, this is obviously annoying and a stupid subplot that they're going to have to deal with every day, but you run out a lineup with Durant and James Harden and just play Patty Mills at point guard, like, why can't they win a championship that way? I don't think it's out of the question.
Could they move him if they wanted to now? Like, if KD privately, quietly gave the front office his blessing, if you want to move Kyrie, move him. We're ready to get on with it. And they said, okay, could you move him? Like, you know, because for people who may not understand, he can't play home games in Brooklyn as a member of the Nets. He wouldn't be able to play home games in Madison Square Garden as a member of the Knicks. Same thing in San Francisco as a member of the Warriors. Same thing as we found out this week in L.A. as a member of the Clippers or Lakers. But he could play home games in Philadelphia, for instance, in Memphis, in Miami, in Charlotte. If Brooklyn wanted to move Kyrie Irving, do you think somebody would take him?
Yeah, probably somebody would take a shot. Now, there was a report out there recently that seemed pretty clear that it was leaked from Kyrie Irving's camp that if he got traded, he would just retire. He would not play anywhere else. So, you know, part of the calculus would be the teams take that seriously. And do you give up significant assets to acquire a player who is as unpredictable and odd and maybe not quite motivated? Because that could obviously set your franchise back significantly. If you trade for Kyrie Irving, you give up significant assets, and he just either doesn't show up or has no interest in playing. So I do think you have to be very careful about that. But, if you're the Nets at this point, I'm sure if you're Sean Marks, the general manager, you've got to look at all your options here and what might you be able to salvage out of this situation, because it is untenable to have a team where your starting point guard only plays on the road.
I had suggested earlier in the week, and listen, it's always easier to be a general manager on radio than a general manager in real life. I acknowledge that. But I suggested that what I think I might do, as long as KD and James were cool with it, is tell Kyrie Irving, if you don't have your first vaccination shot by next Friday, we are trading you. And I would let every NBA franchise know, we are trading Kyrie Irving next Friday if he's not vaccinated. And just give us your best offer, and we'll take whatever the best offer is. We're not going to come back on next Friday and say we don't feel like we got enough. Whatever the best offer on the table is, that we'll take it next Friday. We're ready to be done with this distraction. How crazy would that approach be for Sean Marks?
Well, I mean, in theory and in the discussion we're having here, it sounds great. It sounds like a power move to get this thing resolved one way or the other. But as we both know, the reason the Nets are in the position they're in is 100% because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving made that happen.
Right.
So there's just so many other elements to it. You've obviously also got an owner involved who has got he's got skin in the game as well. You have such a great opportunity with those three guys together that I don't know that you want to just totally give that up yet until you absolutely have to. Because if they can somehow figure it out or he does decide to go ahead and get the vaccine, then maybe in 2 months we're looking back and this is all just irrelevant, silly drama.
And before I let you go, I do want to touch on the biggest, perhaps sports story of the week, definitely NFL story of the week, 100% gossip story of the week, and that is the Urban Meyer situation in Jacksonville. Shelley, his wife, by the way, has said she's done with Twitter. She's tired of the nastiness. I think that's probably a smart move by her. Urban Meyer he's got the support of the owner at this moment. He is going to coach on Sunday. But it does appear that it's becoming less likely this is going to be a long-term successful relationship, especially if he's already lost the locker room. Do you think Urban Meyer will be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars week one of next season?
Not really. And I don't know how many people believe that anyway. I mean, just look at the way he's responded to all these losses. Look at just kind of his behavior on the sidelines and this idea that, going 0-4, he was so despondent that he had to stay behind in Columbus and get away for the weekend. Like, that's not normal NFL behavior. You also know, or at least you should have known if you're Urban Meyer going into that situation, that in year one with a rookie quarterback, you're going to lose a lot because that's what happens in the NFL. That's what is supposed to happen. Now, people can pinpoint issues with the way they've played under Meyer. Whatever, that's fine. But I think in the big picture, they're 0-4. That's about what they're supposed to be. And they're not going to win very many games this year. That's what you signed up for. But it doesn't seem to be what Meyer is able to process. So, you throw in all this and the fact that the locker room is, I don't know if they've turned on him, but maybe they just kind of think he's a little bit of a substitute teacher. What's the point of him continuing on into next year? I think we will see this thing spiral further down as the season goes along. And yeah, I think he'll either leave or be fired.
One last thing, the Action Network, I believe, with Brett McMurphy, polled, I believe more than 100 athletic directors or some large number of athletic directors earlier this week. And roughly three quarters of them said that Urban Meyer is unhirable to them, that they would not, if they needed a football coach and he wanted their job, hire them. Do you trust that number? I mean, I'm not questioning Brett's responses. I just wonder, in those we wouldn't hire Urban Meyer votes, how many of those athletic directors, if given an opportunity to actually do it, would really say no?
Yeah, it's easy to say that anonymously, right, when it's not even within the realm of realistic possibility for your school. But having said that, USC is not going to hire him. I mean, I feel confident saying that 100%. And every time people, tweet me whenever something Urban Meyer comes up, a lot of it is tinged with he's going to end up at USC. He's not going to go to USC. USC doesn't want him. And so I do think there is a large number of people in that industry who look at him and just say, he's not worth the trouble. He's not worth the baggage. Like, it's just going to be constant drama. He's never going to be in it for the long haul. It's going to be a quick thing. He's going to bring all of his lackeys with him. And you're just going to – it's not going to be worth potentially what he can do for you, especially because Urban would only take jobs at the highest level type college program. So, well, I do think there is generally an anti-Urban sentiment within that industry. I don't, whether Brett's number that he came up with is actually reflective of who would do it if they had the opportunity is hard to say.
That is Dan Walken from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. Find him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too. See you.
I'll see you. That's Dan Walken from USA Today. Fury and Wilder back in the ring tomorrow night. Weigh-ins happening right now. They're going to complete their epic trilogy. And FanDuel Sportsbook has given new customers exclusive 30-to-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right. Now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. As you know, FanDuel is America's number one sports book. It's easy to use. They have fast payouts. It's safe and secure. It's where I play, and it's where you should be playing as well. With FanDuel in your corner, you'll always get exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. That's why, again, it is America's number one sports book. So just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Max bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Randy Arozarena, the former Memphis Redbird, reminded us all again last night that he is the new Mr. October. Incredible, historic performance, lifting the Rays to a win over Boston. We'll talk a little baseball next. You listen. Gary Parrish Show, run 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Week 5 offer every football fan should jump on. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943, so I'd say this is a no-brainer. DraftKings customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WMFS. Just bet $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code WMFS. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery, so you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Unbelievable. The Fitz is giving away a car every single week in October. Cars in promo cash, baby. Giving it all away. Talking $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11 p.m. and $2,500 more at midnight. And on Saturdays, cars. Five of them. Isn't that just like the Fitz to pick a month with five Saturdays just so you can get an extra chance at a car? Unbelievable. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel. He just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jerry's story, for instance. Josh's marketing strategy worked really well for Jerry. He had a home out in Kyiva, wanted to sell it. Josh went to work. That home was sold in just a couple of days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Heisel. Let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's not hard. But only Josh Heisel can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason, at any time you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHeisel.com.
This is Gary Payne. Parrish, reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it's Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mehdi and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news. The Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehdi with my family. You can do the same. That's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 901-309-1333. The Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on the baseball playoffs. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any playoff game. If either team hits a home run in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy the playoffs like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips for every game. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 in free bets if a home run is hit in the game that you wager on. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money's tight for everyone right now. It's been a tough year, and you sure don't need to get hit with a big, unexpected bill. Like, what if your car breaks down right now? How are you paying the bill? If it's your transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs like your air conditioning can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's $19.99 or newer, you can stop paying for repairs right now. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, we pay your repair bill for you. Just dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone now to get started. Protect My Car pays for repairs to your engine, transmission, air conditioning, suspension, and so much more. Dial 800-279-2827 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Dial 800-279-2827 on your mobile phone right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Dial 800-279-2827 and never pay for car repairs again. Dial 800-279-2827.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, now they got me wanna rap again. Heal the wound and then you stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my then. See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat?
Goat body.
All you rap sound like me. Can't tell who is who. You got no real identity. Can't tell you from you. Price went up.
Yeah.
Angel investor.
Yeah.
Price went up. Angel
okay,
investor.
Okay.
I'm not okay.
Not okay.
Think you're good. It's not okay.
Not
Cooper
okay.
Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you are in need of a computer, high-end machine, low-end machine, middle of the road, desktop, notebook, tablet, doesn't matter. Get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper or any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. You get them on the phone. 360-9679, and tell them what it is you're going to be doing with a computer. If you're a gamer, you need a gaming computer. They got those. But if you're not a gamer or some sophisticated computer user, you don't need to go spend a lot of money on a computer. You go to the big box store, it's like, yeah, we got this $1,200 computer and this $2,100 computer. If you just mess around on Facebook, YouTube, and emailing, you are wasting money if you spend that kind of money on a computer. Get a machine that's perfectly suited for you, that can do everything you need it to do, but not much more. If you get a machine that's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. You're saving money. You can't do that everywhere, but you can do it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. They carry big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and Apple. Yes, Apple. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems. Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Coggins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. I'm going to preview and spoil Dateline during Dinner to Go, but right now, four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories at 444. Brought to you by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Covering your smile. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
Game one of the ALDS between the Red Sox and Rays was last night in St. Petersburg as opposed to Tampa Bay. They actually put – it's a terrible stadium situation they got down there.
Why?
I don't know why. They're trying to get a new one.
Yeah.
But the stadium –
they play in the big dome, right?
It's not that big.
Yeah.
And nobody goes.
No, nobody goes.
Dude, they were in a playoff game as the AL East champs last night against the Red Sox, and it's empty.
That was the same with the Florida Marlins. Like, they deal with the same thing.
Just crazy.
Yeah, baseball must not be that popular down in Florida.
Well, the big part of it is I've never been to that place, but I'm told it is an absolute dump. Like, the worst you could possibly imagine.
Really?
Just terrible. So
they got the cool little island with the waterfall in the back corner. You know what I'm talking about?
They're trying to get a new stadium built in Tampa, and there's some thought they could split time between Tampa and Montreal. Just a weird situation for that franchise. But the team is good.
Yeah, the team is good.
Beat the Red Sox last night 5-0, and among the stars, Randy Arozarena homered, former Redbird, and stole home and became the first player in Major League Baseball history to homer and steal home in the same game. He's awesome.
He is really good.
People just forget, like, he had a pretty serious domestic violence case over the summer.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Like, I didn't come up on the broadcast last night. Like, there was a – you remember that?
I do.
It was like, whoa.
That was a big deal for a second.
Let's focus on the baseball, though.
Uh-oh.
How about this? Most home runs in a 19-game span in postseason history.
Jeez.
Number one on the list is Babe Ruth. With 12.
That's good company.
It was 19-game span from 1923 to 1932. Babe Ruth scored hit 12 homers in a 19-game span in the postseason. Number two on the list is Randy Arozarena. Babe Ruth and Randy Arozarena are at the top of the list. He's got 11. Carlos Beltran also has 11. Babe Ruth also has an 11 on there from 26 to 32. But it is just unbelievable what he does. Like, when the lights come on, that guy plays and hits it a ton, but he can also run, make the throws. He's a really, really fun player to watch. Like, when we talk about who are the fun players in Major League Baseball, it's Ronald Acuna, Fernando Tatis. I hope someday it gets back to being Francisco Lindor. But Arozarena belongs on that list. He was awesome last night. Now the Tampa Bay Rays are just two more wins away from advancing to the ALCS.
Story number two.
Game one NLDS between the Braves and Brewers is happening right now on TBS. And I hope you took the under because it's 0-0 in the bottom of the fourth. These two teams have combined for just one hit, which means Milwaukee has a no-hitter going right now.
How about that?
You know, the Braves are trailing the Mets most of the season in the NL East.
Wow.
Acuna goes down, out for the year. And you're thinking, okay, well, like, they're just not going to get there.
No.
And now, not only are they there, you know, they're good enough to get past the Brewers. I don't know that they will. I don't think they can get past the Dodgers if it does come to Dodgers-Braves. But, like, Atlanta, losing your star midseason when you're not in first place and finishing in first place, that's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah.
So Atlanta-Milwaukee, not much to talk about here. It's 0-0 heading into the top of the fifth. One hit combined between the two. So I guess we got a no-hit bid. But there's no run so far.
Story number three.
Thursday night football, Rams 26, Seahawks 17. Had a double punt that got a lot of attention.
That was cool.
And then we had Russell Wilson's finger, which got a lot of attention.
Ooh.
Man, how's your finger go like that, bro?
That hurts.
Whew.
Yeah, I didn't like looking at that.
You're going to have to go see a specialist.
Yeah, it looks pretty dang bad. I mean, I know he was trying to go back in, but No, that one looked rough.
It was bent a lot of different ways it's not supposed to bend.
Uh-huh.
It looked like an Excitebike track. You ever played Excitebike?
No. What's Excitebike?
What's Excitebike?
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Oh, Big Bet Bennett.
What is Excitebike?
Big Bet Bennett.
Tell me.
You don't know what Excitebike is?
No.
It was the original motorcycle racing game on Nintendo. The original Nintendo.
Oh. I mean, I played Road Rash. Remember that game?
Get out of my face with Road Rash.
That was older. Like on Sega.
You don't put Road Rash in the same conversation as Excitebike. What's wrong with you?
Road Rash was cool. You get to hit people with chains. Like, it was neat.
Road Rash was not Excitebike.
I don't know Excitebike. You know, I got a Nintendo, so maybe I can get a copy and check it out.
What year were you born in again?
86. So, yeah, I know. I was.
It feels like you should know Excitebike.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I was. Super Nintendo was. I had a regular Nintendo, and I had a bunch of games, but, like, Super Nintendo was, like, my kind of peak. Like, that was really throughout my early childhood.
Do not ever try to put Road Rash in the same conversation as
Road Rash was cool, man.
Excitebike again. On Super Mario Kart?
Yeah.
On the new one that you can play
on Super Nintendo Classic.
That you can play on Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
They have an Excitebike track. You can race on it.
Oh, that's cool.
I love it. It's my favorite one. Makes me feel like a kid again.
Yeah. I love Nintendo.
We play it nonstop.
I need to get it.
Except my little guys are now into Fortnite. And so they just they play their own little, they play with their friends and stuff. They don't have a, used to be, I thought it was sweet. Like, we'd play Mario Kart together and we'd play FIFA together. And now they don't have any use for me anymore.
That's sad. Well, you also used to, like, beat them every time.
Bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably wanted to go beat up on some other people.
Bad. Boy, I'd wear them out in Mario Kart.
Yeah, I mean.
Every night. Bad. Beat them bad.
Yeah. I'm going to do that to my kid.
Right. You got to teach them.
No, you don't just let them get wins in Nintendo. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works at the parish house.
No.
Now they don't have any need for me. I can't even remember the last time they asked me to play Mario Kart.
Dang.
It is kind of sad. We're not having
any. Maybe you should have given them a win or two back when.
Perhaps I should have let them win a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we're not having any more kids. But I do have these moments every few days where I'm like, I'm not going to have, like, lose four right now.
Uh-huh.
It'd be five soon enough. Like, I'm not going to have a four-year-old ever again. Like,
yeah.
And, like, the best, like, the most fun is, like, three and four. Those are the best ages. Like, I wish there was a way to just keep Louis four forever.
Yeah. Two is tough. Two can be tough.
Three and four, I think, are the best.
It's hard to prevent the meltdowns with two, you know? I just wait.
We have a hard time with seven-year-old meltdowns.
Yeah.
But, like, three and four are, as someone who has raised three children, three and four are the best.
Okay.
Those are the best ages.
Okay, good.
And sometimes I have these little sweet moments with Lou, and I'm like, he's not going to be this soon. He won't be this anymore. I wish you could hit pause on it.
Yeah.
But you can't. There's no way to do that, they tell me. Yeah. Maybe I'll have grandkids one day. I get to go through it again.
That'd be
cool,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What were we talking about?
Who knows?
Okay, next story.
Story number four.
It's official now. Trey Lance is going to start this weekend for the San Francisco 49ers. Garoppolo's out. He's got that strained and bruised right calf. So we get to watch the beginning, first start of Trey Lance's career. You a Trey Lance fan? What you seen so far?
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. It's going to be tough for him this weekend, though. No George Kittle. He's already out, or he's doubtful, so he's not going to have one of the best weapons that team has. So it'd be tough.
So now we got, what, four rookie quarterbacks starting?
Yeah.
So it's
Lance
Mac Jones.
Fields, Mac Jones, and who's
Zach that? Wilson.
And Zach Wilson, yep.
So we got four rookie quarterbacks now starting. 32 teams, and four of them have rookie starting quarterbacks. Is that normal?
Oh, and Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, and Trevor Lawrence is five.
Yeah.
We have five rookie starting quarterbacks.
That's pretty unbelievable. I wonder if that's ever happened.
I'm sure. I'm assuming it has, but that seems higher than normal. Five of your 32 teams are being quarterbacked by rookies. That's probably not a normal thing.
No.
If you could take any of them right now, who would you take?
Ooh. I mean, I'll go with Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.